Live from the studios of KQNA, the talk of the Quad Cities.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
It's time for Talk of the Town, Soup Scoop, with Prescott Unified School District's Soup of Schools, Joe Howard, and Assistant Soup, Marty Reed. Today's Talk of the Town is sponsored in part by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott College, Elite Reflections Salon & Day Spa, Augie's Restaurant, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Foothills Bank, Barrett Propane, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott Brewing Company. And now, here are your hosts for today's Talk of the Town Soup Scoop, Joe Howard and Marty Reed.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9, and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide on KQNA.com. I'm Joe Howard, here today with my co-host Brian Moore, who's standing in for Marty Reed here on Soup Scoop today. Also, we'll have Andy Binder, principal of Mile High Middle School, and Amy Bittner, assistant principal, joining us throughout the show as we talk to their students. Each month on Soup Scoop, we like to highlight the impact that PUSD schools have in our community and the dedicated students, teachers, and programs that make PUSD great. Today, we'll be talking all about Prescott Mile High Middle School. What a great school. Mile High is committed to providing appropriate challenges to support 7th and 8th grade students. Teams of teachers collaborate with each other to offer exciting and engaging content into the curriculum and constantly keeping their students having fun through programs like Capturing Kids' Hearts and Kids at Hope. Students are also engaged and encouraged to participate in a variety of opportunities, including electives like band, music, choir, art, PE, computers, and technology. We welcome all of our Mile High Middle School guests today. It's going to be a great show.
Yes, it is, Joe. In our first segment, we will be talking with Mile High Principal Andy Binder and Assistant Principal Amy Bittner. Andy is in his first year as principal at Mile High and has been with the Mile High Junior Badgers since 2008. And who better to help prepare 7th and 8th graders for students for high school than Assistant Principal Amy Bittner. And you won't want to miss talking with Prescott Mile High Middle School leadership teacher Molly Luttrell and her students Court Lewis and Jolie Hunt. They will share some of the topics discussed in class and how students are set up for success and ready to lead the way.
Can't wait.
We will then be joined by two more outstanding middle school teachers. Well, actually, one middle school teacher, Terry Pemberton.
He counts as two.
He does. He's been there 40-some years. They will talk with us about the Badger Pubs broadcasting class, and we will hear from students Allison Bergamini and Micah Bittner. They will share how the class was started and the connection this class has with Prescott High School and opportunities in our community. Keep listening to hear more from the teachers and students themselves, how they are keeping the rich history and tradition of excellence this school has had alive and well, while introducing new and exciting programs to prepare for what comes next. You are listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement here, but think yummy house-made Italian sausage, beer-braised bratwurst, and Dewey Hero Sub, a different entree each week of the month. At only $12.99, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott's hometown brewery, Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, Rumblestone, and Rumble Wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at prescottdirt.com, and we will rock you.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to Soup Scoop. Our first guests today are Mile High Middle School Principal Andy Binder. Hi, Andy.
Hello.
And Assistant Principal Mrs. Amy Bittner. Welcome.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Joe.
Amy and Andy, so great to have you on the show, and so great to see what you're doing over at Mile High Middle School. I know this is your first year doing this together as administration. I see you as a dream team, and that's what we're hearing out there from your students and our parents. And I'm just really excited to see the great work you guys are doing. Andy, you've got a bit of a history at Mile High Middle School.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit. You've been there, what, 8 years? 11?
About a little over 10 now, yeah. Nice. I started back in 2008. At that time, I was a 7th grade social studies teacher, and just had, you know, really good time, a really good team surrounding me, and spent about 7-8 years teaching there. Did a lot of different activities with working with the leadership team at the time, doing some student council, and then
whoever hired you,
yeah,
I was just gonna say
whoever hired you was probably pretty brilliant.
Yeah, he was a pretty good guy back then. Principal at the time, Mr. Joe Howard. So that was definitely had some good time working with you back then.
I do like to brag about my good hires.
So yeah, but and then a couple years ago, another guy, Joe Howard, called me up again and said, "Hey, what about taking on an assistant principal role?" And so I moved into that a couple years ago and really enjoyed that. And
that was actually Brian Moore's fault, if I remember. He became the chief financial officer, and then Kelsey Secor went and took his spot at Taylor Hicks, and so
yeah, big shuffle all around.
And he moved into the AP position.
So I take all the credit.
We'll give Brian the credit for that.
Yeah,
he'll get it where he can.
So now this year I moved into the principal role, and it's been a great experience so far working with Amy every day, and it's just been we're kind of going through our list and getting all sorts of things accomplished and figuring things out along the way.
Absolutely, we really are. Yeah.
Well, I know it's not easy work by any means, but you sure do make it look like a nice, smooth transition. You guys are doing a great job with it. Amy, would you tell our listeners a little bit about your background? I know you've done some interesting things and lots of different teaching roles.
Yeah, absolutely. I came back to education about 7 years ago and started teaching middle school at Granite Mountain when it was still a 6, 7, 8 school. And then when that transition took place, I just finished my master's and got called up to the high school. Spent 3 years there being assistant principal, and then got the opportunity to come back to my middle school roots and work with Andy. So back where I started a couple of years ago, hanging out with the middle school kids, which is great because I have a middle schooler and I really enjoy being around them. So
good stuff.
A great time.
Yeah. Well, you're in good company. You know, we've got five people in the station here right now. Raise your hand if you started your career teaching middle school. Yeah. That would be all of us, except for Bill, our technician.
Yeah, I was just going to say that his hand didn't go up.
We can work with you on that.
It's not, never too late to be a teacher.
Well, so, go ahead, Mr. Moore.
Well, and I just wanted to kind of lead into some of the things that are going on at Mile High.
Yeah.
Some things that make it unique when looking around at, you know, everywhere. So tell us a little bit about Capturing Kids' Hearts that that you have going for the second year, I believe.
Yeah, Capturing Kids' Hearts is a program, a process that we started last year. It actually goes back a couple years ago. We were kind of looking at how can we really continue to develop our culture at Mile High. We've always had a really strong culture of a lot of positive, you know, people say, you know, the love is in the walls, and we hear that all the time, but we wanted to just really be intentional about how we were getting to that point. And so we explored a bunch of different programs that were out there and came across this Capturing Kids' Hearts, and it's been a great experience. We introduced it to our staff last year. And then continued it this year. Just to give a little overview of what it's about, it really is a process where the teachers are being really intentional about how they get to know the kids, to build that relationship. They take everything from the very first thing they do, they greet them at the door, they shake their hand, they come into class, they start the class with some positive good things, we call it. And then, you know, use their curriculum to connect with what the kids are really interested in, engaged in, and also put a big emphasis. And you're going to hear a little bit more about this when Ms. Luttrell comes in and talks about her leadership class, because there's a lot of connections with that. But so we introduced that last year. This year, we were able to continue it on and make sure that where we picked up, we were moving on. One of the big focuses that we wanted to kind of focus on this year is that the students are taking a little bit more of a leadership role. So they're leading sometimes the good things. They're greeting some of the kids at the door. So it's been really great to see the kids take that leadership role.
I know that's one of the things I'm really enjoying about Mile High is the kids will look you in the eye, shake your hand, fist bump you in the morning, say good morning, use your name, really looking at those relationships and building those relationships. Just today I was racing across campus for something, and I had two kids open the door for me, and I just flew through. And I thought, you know, that's something that happens because we work so hard with these kids, so they know that we value them and we really want them to feel important at our school. And I think it's working. Showing.
Well, and what I've loved just going through, you know, being at the school is really having it emphasize purposeful, positive interactions.
Yeah.
And you can't get that at a younger age than, and middle school being such a turbulent age period, going into high school. I just think it's a fantastic program that you guys have going on.
Absolutely.
And I really like how you all have implemented it. Obviously, your teachers took it very seriously and implemented a lot in every single classroom. And you could see that anywhere in the school. But I like to hear what you're saying now, and I know this is intentional because you said you would do this. Eventually, is that you teach the kids the culture so that they say, "Hey, no, we don't act that way. We're nice to each other here."
Exactly.
That's kind of how that goes. So
it's great to watch that happen.
Well, and just you guys taking the lead on this last year, just having the other principals hearing about it and getting excited. You know, we have three other schools this year that are now Capturing Kids' Hearts first year, and then the last two next year we'll round up, and we'll be all schools Capturing Kids' Hearts.
And we're excited to have those other schools kind of either continuing on what we've started or feeding
into you.
Right.
I mean, they're going to be kindergartners that hit you guys 7 years from now that will have, you know, Capturing Kids' Hearts as their base.
Right.
Well, it's even rolled into our leadership team, as you know, where our principals meet. And, you know, once in a while we'll have an agenda with some pretty tough topics on it. And yesterday I said, well, instead of diving into those, let's start with good things, which is part of Capturing Kids' Hearts,
right,
where you go around the room and take volunteers who want to share something good that's been going on. So,
yeah.
Yep. And so thank you so much for that introduction on About Mile High this year. We're going to
more to come.
More to come. So thank you and Andy for sharing with us today. We'll hear from you throughout the show. And in just a few minutes, we're going to have Miss Molly Luttrell and her students, Court Lewis and Jolie Hunt. Lost my place there on the paper for a second. You are listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp deals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the confidence that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to Soup Scoop. Joe Howard here with Brian Moore. We've also got Amy Bittner and Andy Binder still in the studio with us. We're going to keep them in here all day because we've got lots of great things to talk about Mile High Middle School. You're listening to Soup Scoop, and we appreciate you tuning in. We're talking with Mile High Middle School teacher, veteran middle school teacher, alumni, I could go on and on, Molly Luttrell. Welcome, Molly.
Thank you.
And her lovely student, Jolie Hunt, about this very cool new leadership class at Mile High Middle School. Mr. Moore.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so, first of all, leadership class, that's not something that I had when I was in middle school. Just what is leadership class and what grade level is it for?
So what we had decided to do, now it does go back to the Capturing Kids' Heart model that we did implement last year. We had decided that we wanted to add this class, which some teachers actually had observed in other schools when we were just, you know, exploring the model. Some of the schools
around
said...
Around the state? Looking
yeah.
Around the state? Cool.
Yep. And some of those schools had said, if you really want to take this, you know, as far as you can, you really should have this leadership class. So there is a curriculum that comes with it that really helps the students with relational capacity.
Uh-huh.
So what is that? It's a lot about, like, learning your self-concept, self-esteem, emotional intelligences, those types of things, plus those interpersonal skills, and speech making, public speaking, so that they can gain some confidence around that, which we know, you know, is a big leadership role,
absolutely,
you know, skill that they need to develop.
So, Jolie, do you want to give a speech? Now
yeah, I was just going to say that those things will lead right to you being on the radio.
No, but I'm gonna ask you how you came about being in this class.
Well, it's actually required now in seventh grade,
excellent.
But I'm actually really happy I'm taking the class. It's helped me open up to being in a new school And I was pretty nervous at the beginning of the year and giving public speeches in a lot of my classes. And it just, I've learned a lot about my self-awareness and giving speeches and talking to people and just being a better leader in my family and my friend groups and at school.
Wow. Sounds like I need to sign up for
I was just going
to
say, for anyone who heard the first segment, you speak publicly better than I do. So
he follows the script, though.
Well, it's when I try to follow the script that I get problems.
Mr. Biner, how did you work this into your schedule? This is all those things that Ms. Luttrell mentioned are things that we hear over and over across our community and across our country that are lacking, that are things that, gone are the days when we're sending kids out with just the basic basic skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic. And some would call these soft skills, but they're leadership skills.
Absolutely.
So how'd you make it work?
Well, I guess this is one of those where there's a will, there's a way. We luckily have amazing teachers like Ms. Luttrell here. We're actually, we split it up with three teachers total, Ms. Luttrell. We also have Mrs. Runyon and Mrs. Tollefson. So we divided it up so that way we could make sure we had all of our seventh grade students. We didn't want to lose any electives along the way, so we just structured it. So part of the electives that Ms. Luttrell or Mrs. Runyon normally teach, they're going to take on second semester. And we just built this system in place where we can get every kid. And like I said, we knew it was important. We knew it was valuable, so we made it happen.
So all seventh graders, they all take it during the first semester, or do they alternate?
They all take it during the first semester.
What a great way to start a new transition.
Exactly. That was the idea. Right. That this was our introduction to middle school, how to survive middle school. You need these skills. You need to know how to interact with people and communicate and overcome conflicts and everything. So
hey, Jolie, do you think taking this class will help you the rest of this year and next year?
Yeah, I think a big part of middle school is learning how to give speeches in front of classmates and eventually publicly. And I'm learning a lot about how to, like, what words to say, posture. We have 8 cues of body language that we're learning about in class, and it's helped me with talking to my friends even. It's a great leadership skill.
This is awesome. And one of the things that I love that we, Prescott Unified School District, did 4 years ago, I think, is restructured where students are coming together as a whole group in fifth and sixth grade at Granite, an age of still some innocence. And then you get into middle school and, it gets a little tougher.
Right.
And what a great time to have a class for the next transition of the whole graduating class after being together for 2 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Jolie, the class that I took all through middle school and high school that I think I got the most out of was speech and speech and debate. It will help you the rest of your life. So I'm glad that you're seeing all the benefits from doing it now. Good for you.
Ms. Luttrell, what have been some of your surprises or takeaways or stories that from implementing this program? How has it been watching these kiddos learn these skills?
It has been, well, just speaking from in the last week or so after fall break, we really started a curriculum, a unit on emotional intelligences. And
nice.
So we've talked about, self-awareness is the foundation. You got to know what's going on with you, why you're feeling what you're feeling, and then how to manage it if it's something difficult. And then work toward empathy. And so we've been working hard on empathy over the last few days, and it has been eye-opening, heartbreaking, just some amazing stuff. But it's been intense. These kids are working on some very high-level concepts with this, and they're learning a lot about each other and about themselves. And the amount that they open up and that they share and that they kind of learn and grow is just super inspiring.
Outstanding. Like Mr. Moore was saying, I'm just excited to see when this is kind of implemented K-12, what it feels like to walk through one of our schools. And then as we look at stats of maybe discipline situations or student conflicts and how that's going to be changed in the future. But, it sure is going to roll out nicely into our world.
Yeah, that is definitely the hope that We were seeing that they are building that relational capacity with each other that I mentioned before, learning those tools for how to persist, you know, through stuff that is difficult for them, how to deal with the stressors that a lot of kids feel, you know, a lot of us feel, but, you know, that maybe they're not understanding how to cope with, and keeping them in school longer and doing better and those kinds of things. So that is definitely the hope.
Well, and I just keep on coming back to the excitement that our current seventh graders will be in ninth grade in 2 years, and having this type of class and having capturing kids' hearts for the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. You know, what were their high school years look like? They would already have been together as a group for 4 years, and so their fifth year, they're now going into high school, where typically, you know, you can have some divisions. Mm-hmm. But, you know, learning these skills and the things that are part of this curriculum, man, part in capturing kids' hearts, maybe barriers will be a little bit down, and there'll be, you know, a little bit more connection as a graduating class.
I definitely think so. I think year after year, it'll build on itself. I think it's nice to have the teachers know what's being taught in this leadership class and what's been taught beforehand, and they can then rely on those skills and, you know, refer to them in classes and use them. So we're definitely excited to see where it continues.
Jolie, I want to get a bigger picture about what's going on at Mile High. What are some of the things that you like to do there? Are there any activities or clubs that you're involved in?
Well, I was on the cross-country team in the beginning of the year, and it was a lot of, like, team building, and you just stuck together, and we had to go back for our teammates after you got to the end of your run. You would go back for the last person, and you'd bring them back to the school, and I felt like it was a great team to be on, and I really wanted to be on more school sports because they made me feel like I had, like, a family-type friend group. It was just, we were so out there, and we were doing something all together, and it was
pretty
just
neat.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Amazing.
Was it hard?
It was pretty difficult, but yeah. It taught me that I can do a lot more than I thought I could.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's pushing your limits, and
nice.
Makes you feel good.
Very good.
We have the perfect
you the
student
coach.
Guest. I was just going to say, Jolie.
I think next year we'll make
incredible.
You the coach.
Jolie, just before, were you, you know, at Granite last year?
Yeah.
How long have you been with the PUSD family?
I've been in PUSD since kindergarten,
oh my
actually.
Goodness. What elementary school did you go to?
Abiajed.
Go Jaguars.
Abiajed, then you were a Grizzly,
Grizzly?
And now you're a Badger pup.
Yep.
Is that what we still call them?
Sometimes.
All right.
Sometimes they just wear badgers.
Just badgers. Depends.
I was a Badger pup many years ago. It's a good way to roll. What are you looking forward to in your future at Mile High and maybe even Prescott High School someday?
I just want to be on a lot of school teams, and if it was possible to take another leadership class next year, I would actually really like to put that in my elective because I feel like it's really helping me evolve and get better as a student and as, like, a friend and a family member.
Outstanding. Well, maybe we look at something like that, huh, Mr. Binder?
Yeah, we're always looking at what other options we can have and continue to develop these skills, that's for sure. We're so glad to see that you're enjoying it.
Yeah, maybe we do a survey and find out if there's a cohort of students like you that are interested in that and look at some coursework like that. What's your favorite class? Besides leadership.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No pressure.
I have too many to count. I love school, and I really love Mile High.
That's awesome. We're gonna put you on our marketing team, and you're going to be a cross-country coach.
Be on our payroll.
Well, Jolie and Molly, thank you both so much for being on the show today. What a pleasure. I'm going to stop by your leadership class, and maybe we'll have you back on the show sometime because this is a really neat thing we're doing in PUSD at Mile High Middle School. Way to go. So, again, thanks for being on our show. When we get back from the break, we will have Mr. Terry Pemberton, the famous Terry Pemberton. If we had all the listeners that had him in class raise their hands out there, we could feel it out there in the community. Everybody raise your hand if you had Mr. Pemberton when you were a kid. So he's going to be on with students Allison Bergamini and Micah Bittner, and they're going to be talking to us about a broadcasting class. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with Jack of News and Weather on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The two young men who were found dead in a Prescott Valley home have been identified.
Officers found the men unresponsive at a Saratoga Drive home at around 11 Saturday morning.
Officers immediately began life support procedures until Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority arrived.
Prescott Valley Police Officer Jerry Ferguson says it was too late for the two men.
Both males were announced deceased on scene. One of the deceased was identified as 19-year-old Gunnar Bundrick. The other deceased was identified as 19-year-old Jake Morales.
Prescott Valley Police are conducting the investigation into this incident with help from Partners Against Narcotics Trafficking and the Abbott County Medical Examiners and Attorney's Offices. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Northern Arizona Suns get their first win of the season. The Suns traveled to Iowa yesterday to take on the Wolves, who were also looking to get their first win. Guard DeAnthony Melton, who was assigned to Northern Arizona before being recalled by the Phoenix Suns last week and back to Northern Arizona again, scored the team's fourth triple-double with 19 points, 13 assists, 10 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Guard Peter Jock scored a career-high 25 points in the 106-95 win. The all-time three-point leader in Northern Arizona history, Xavier Silas, played against his former team for the first time, scoring 19 points. The Suns have also made a couple of roster moves. They have claimed guard Jawan Evans, who played 48 games with the Los Angeles Clippers last season. They've also waived guard Tyrell Corbin, who played 10 games with the Suns. Northern Arizona travels to Sioux Falls, South Dakota to take on the Sky Force. Tip-off is at 5:30 tonight. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear skies tonight and sunny this week. Expect an overnight low of 37 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 62 tomorrow and a high of 58 on Friday. 43 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Thursday of 69 and a high on Friday of 67. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott in for DJ Phone for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Hey, everybody. This is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement here, but think yummy house-made Italian sausage, beer-braised bratwurst, and Dewey Hero Sub, a different entree each week of the month. At only $12.99, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott's hometown brewery, Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop, Talk of the Town. I am Brian Moore, in for Marty Reed, and here with Mr. Howard. We would like to welcome our next guest, Mr. Terry Pemberton, and his students, Allie Bergamini, Micah Bittner, and Allie Nelson.
And we still have Andy Biner and Amy Bittner in here. We have a crew. This might be the biggest crew ever in the studio, at least for us here on Soup Scoop. So, well, everybody say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
See, we got a whole crowd in here. And we're going to start off with the legend himself, Terry Pemberton. Terry, this is year 46 or 47 in PUSD? 48th year in Prescott Unified School District. I don't know that we've verified it, but that's got to be a world record.
I don't know about that, but
you don't know?
I've enjoyed it all.
At least in Prescott Unified. Yeah. Well, you've affected so many people in this community, certainly everyone in this room, and probably half the people or more listening to us right now. And so, and look, there's no end in sight. Every time I come see you, you got a new idea. So it looks like we're going to have you for a lot more years.
Yeah, I'm in no rush to leave.
Well, when you love what you're doing, right, Terry?
Exactly right.
Yep. Well, speaking of that, and plus you're always evolving, and I think that's a lesson for all of us, is that you know, you got to be changing and look at doing different things. Mm-hmm. So you've always been had some broadcasting going on, but now you do state-of-the-art broadcasting. Will you tell us a little bit about what is being offered right now in this broadcasting technology course at Mile High Middle School?
Well, we're looking at it as a potential feeder up to the high school program.
Yep.
And as you said, we've done broadcasting in a very small way for years and years. But we got funding last year and the year before, and we have some excellent equipment. We're putting in for a grant for more. But this year, it's been the biggest and the best. And these kids put on a live broadcast every morning. They're under pressure. They have to have it done in an hour. Mm-hmm. And they have other activities that they need to do. And if as the program continues, we'll be able to run kids to the high school.
Right.
And once they go through our program and that program, they can get certification in several aspects of broadcast and go into the job market.
Love it. And I would let our listeners know, boy, if you get a chance to come down and take a look at the studio, either at Mile High or at the high school, give me a call. I'll be happy to walk you through. You will be amazed at what's going on in there.
Absolutely.
Micah Bittner, how are you?
Doing good.
Good. Let's see. You have the same last name as the assistant principal. Have you ever been in her office?
Oh, only to paint it, you know.
Oh, good man. Good man. Well, it's good. It's always good to have the Bittners around, whether it's on the radio or at a barbecue or anything. So good to see you. Yeah. Would you just tell us about what a normal day or walk us through an hour of broadcasting? It's first period, correct?
Yeah.
So, what's that look like?
You first walk in, and you're kind of like just walking in kind of lax because you're tired in the morning coming in from the quad. But then you walk into class, and Mr. P and Mr. James are in there like, come on, guys, we got to go, go, go. You got people running around getting script together for the show. Our big ITV, we've actually turned it into like a teleprompter almost.
Nice.
And so now it's like our script. And so the talent are also the anchors. They're like typing that, and they're like getting the script ready for the show. And then everyone's running through, and then the playback person is getting like green screen together, so then the weather can have a cool background. So then when the show comes through, it's like, oh, weather.
Nice.
And then for MCO, they're just getting everything like set up, which is like the switcher board for cameras and everything. And audio and floor manager, which is what I've been doing, is we stand there, and then I say mic checks, and then we go through each mic, and then we check it, and then we go through cameras, we focus that, and then slowly and slowly we go through show, and then sometimes it takes us up to like 10 tries, sometimes we get it first try, just really depends on the day, and anchors going smoothly, or the tech going good, everything smooth.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's all in 1 hour?
Yeah, everything goes
every day.
Every day?
Every day, yep.
Woo! How many days did it, or how long did it take before you actually had your first broadcast? And you had, you had to learn some of this stuff, right?
It was probably about a week. Everyone was kind of new to their jobs, getting everything ready. And Mr. Josh Orlando, he was there with us, helping us out, getting everyone ready.
And he's an employee of the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, and
helping both Mile High and the high school. Thank you, Josh.
Yeah. And it just took a while to get used to it. Like, at first, it was just kind of like just videos of like, oh, welcome to the first day of school. But then we slowly eased into it, and then we started publishing. And he would do a lot of the work and help us out with things. And he would have to be there every day to help us get the show running and get it going so we could have a show for the school to watch, which is cool.
Outstanding. And we have two young ladies named Allie here today, which can be more confusing on the radio than TV.
Yep.
But we're going to Allie Nelson.
Hi.
Anything to add to what Micah told us? That's a pretty good rundown.
Not really. I mean, when we started using that teleprompter, it was kind of confusing until we figured out that we can actually use either a Bluetooth mouth or a wireless one. And while we're filming, I actually have the mouse sitting in my lap, and I'm scrolling, reading the script. So.
Very cool. And your role, what's your role then?
I'm a news anchor.
News anchor.
And an editor.
And I edit all the videos during my TA period.
Outstanding. And how did you find out about this class, or how did you come upon it?
So my two best friends last year, they...
Are their names Allie?
No, their names Emily and Sophia.
Uh-huh.
So they would always have it in the morning, and often I would come and watch them. And then I talked to Mr. Pemberton towards the end of the year and asked if I could be a part of it.
Very good. Very good. Allie Bergamini, how are you?
I'm good.
Is that Allie Bergamini as in like the Bergamini Real Estate Group?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I went to high school with your mom and dad. Amazing humans, along with all your brothers and sisters. So what's your role?
I'm also an editor.
Okay.
So while everyone is doing the show, I, along with like my partner, we edit and post the video for the day. So we edit the day of, and we add a launch video in. And we cut any, like, unneeded parts out, and then we post it on YouTube.
Wow. And how did you find out about this class?
Pretty much the same way. I'm also friends with Emily and Sophia, and I found out that they were doing it, and it seemed like a lot of fun, so I asked Mr. P.
Okay. What's your favorite part about it?
Probably that we kind of have, like, a lot of freedom to do what we want to with it.
Yeah, and it's a like creativity thing, huh? Very good. And a leadership thing. So much to it. So much to it.
Now, you mentioned the post to YouTube. So
yes.
Is that how the classes watch it? Is they on their ITVs, they go to YouTube and then watch it there?
Yes.
And so, that's got to be a little nerve-wracking, having something on YouTube that just not the school can see.
Yep,
but every,
that's for sure.
Everybody can see. And so, Mr. Pemberton, how would I be able to go and watch this on a daily basis if I wanted to?
Go to Mile High News and then go to YouTube and go to Mile High TSA, and you go to our channel, and you see a great broadcast every day. These kids are fabulous. And I might mention Mr. James is an incredible part of what we do.
What a team.
Yes. He's a younger teacher and has a lot of great ideas. These guys have a lot of great ideas. and the program's fabulous.
Terry, how have you seen in 48 years? I know that you haven't been doing broadcasting that whole time. Maybe you have, but I know you've been doing it for at least 20. Mm-hmm. How have you seen that change and evolve?
In my class, we started with a borrowed camera in the back room of my classroom. Mm-hmm. And little by little, we went to the district office, found some video equipment there. Took me a few days to figure out how it went together and worked, and moved on from there. And then in the last 2 years, we've had some great funding.
Yes.
Through the Yavapai County Foundation and through the school district. And these guys got in, and we all had to learn how to use the new equipment. It's very sophisticated, and not all of us know all the jobs.
Right.
So we rotate regularly. And these three are terrific leaders, as well as just very good at their individual jobs.
And sometimes the kids teach us, right, Terry?
Every day.
Absolutely. Every day. How many, Micah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, because we have three fantastic students here, but how many total students are in that first period that helped with this production?
Since this is our very first year at it, we started with 12. We had one move out of the district, so we have 11 students in there. And
cool.
They come up with a lot of the content.
Well, we hope our listeners tune in and take a look on YouTube. Micah, what do you do? What do you do besides broadcasting? What's one or two of your favorite activities at Mile High Middle School?
I just finished cross country, just like Jolie said.
Nice.
And just like she said, it was like a really fun activity to do. But mainly after school, I just kind of hang out with my mom and stuff like that, just in her office. But sometimes I'll go to the gym, and there's girls basketball going on right now.
Yep.
So I'll help out at practice there and just help out and just do stuff there.
Very good. Allie Nelson, what do you do extracurricularly? I don't think that's even a word, but
probably
what do
not,
you do?
But so
what do you do after school?
After school, I'll either usually hang out with friends or really nothing else, but I usually do the Mile High Spirit Line. I did it last year.
Oh, that's a big deal.
And it's for the boys basketball.
Good, good. And Allie B., what about you?
After school, I do dance at Summer's Dance Works.
Oh,
and during
yes.
school, at least once a week and sometimes more, I'm in student council.
Oh, very good.
And all three of us are.
Oh, cool.
And I'm also in NJHS. That's
outstanding.
That is. Thank you so much for talking with us about what happens during first period with Mr. P. When we return, Joe and I will be talking again with Mile High Middle School Principal Annie Binder and Assistant Principal Amy Bittner about the middle school experience that can be both rewarding and quite challenging for many students and families. You are listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We will be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Well, Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy for many plans, including UnitedHealthcare, which means lower copays for you. Together, Walgreens and UnitedHealthcare make saving on Medicare Part D quick and easy. So bring your prescriptions to your nearest Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop on KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm Joe Howard here with Brian Moore. We have had an amazing show today talking about Mile High Middle School. You know, I love when we get our kiddos on here. They just tell the whole story. You just need to hear them talk or see them work a little bit. So we're still here with our leadership team from Mile High, Andy Binder and Amy Bittner. Thanks, both of you, for hanging with us for the whole show. And
thanks.
Absolutely.
And,
great.
And more so, thanks for creating an atmosphere of creativity and challenge and exciting offerings for our kids. You guys are doing such a great job over there.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, thank you.
Well, and in our first three segments, we were just talking during the break kind of how we want to wrap this all around. And, and I think it's just incredible that the opportunities students have to step up and be in leadership roles and, you know, and even in the technology courses and the track and or cross country, and so it's just good stuff going on.
It's one of the things I love about middle school is that they're old enough to start taking on some of these roles and having their own thoughts, and but yet they're still young enough to not be too cool to take a shot at it.
Put stuff out there.
That's
And one of the main focuses of the middle school concept is to give kids an opportunity to explore.
Right.
Find out what they're good at. Find out what they like, what they don't like. Win, lose, fail, cry, be happy.
That's right.
All those things happen.
All those things happen every day.
Every day. Yeah, and I think that's what we really saw in that broadcasting class. The kids are taking a leadership role there. They're getting to be creative with the segments they're using in leadership. They're getting to share their opinions and take a role. And so it's just great to see these kids kind of have that opportunity.
Well, one of the other things we were talking about is tonight we have our NJHS, which is the National Junior Honor Society, and those are 45 kids. Isn't that right?
That is
she
correct.
She said, Andy, that I made
amazing.
The qualifications for this Junior Honor Society, and they want to do it. And the amazing thing about this is, I think, is there's a community service component and a grade component and a teacher recommendation component, and these kids are willing to take that on, go to that extra work, put in the applications, and then do the community service on top of everything else.
How many students?
45, Brian.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Awesome.
45 who meet those criteria, and so we get to celebrate them tonight. So
something in eighth graders?
Just eighth graders.
Just eighth graders.
45 eighth graders. Right.
So as soon as Andy and I are done here, we're going back to school to do that.
And that's another
exciting
program that rolls into high school's National Honor Society, but it's governed by values of leadership and community service and that type of thing. I just keep hearing that through everything you guys are doing.
Yeah.
So tell us. I know there's a new thing that Andy talked last night at our board meeting about, and it also dovetails into the high school. It's called Naviance, and our listeners can look it up online. But tell us what it is, Andy.
So we're really excited about this too. Naviance is a way for our students, and then it will also go up to the high school as well, but a way for our students to start thinking about what comes next, whether that's high school, whether that's college, career. It's a program that offers all sorts of online resources for them, interest surveys. Again, at this age, a lot of kids are searching for their identity and what they're into. And so this is one way that we're going to be able to offer that to them. So we're planning to actually start it this semester in the leadership class, have them start taking some of those surveys, looking at some of that. Our eighth graders will start it next semester and really, again, look at where they see themselves in the future. We really appreciate the PUSD Education Foundation supporting us with getting that program. And again, it's a great age to get these kids thinking about what comes next.
Well, and that's the thing is that during one of the breaks too, we asked one of the allies, it was Allie Nelson, what do you want to do, and she, I don't know,
right?
Which is an okay answer,
yep.
Sure.
But
right.
Providing them with these opportunities, it doesn't stay. I don't know,
right?
It evolves right. Into ownership by the student to start focusing where they want to go.
And exploring.
Yeah.
And, Amy, you bring a great perspective to this because you've taught on a number of levels and you've got experience at the high school. But then you also have boys who are right at this age that are really probably thinking. So how do you see Naviance working, like, at the family level?
Well, I'm really excited. I have a senior this year, which is hard to believe, but I know. Mr. Moore was his principal when he was in kindergarten. That's
Mr. Moore's old.
He is. Yeah. I know. And they share a birthday, too, so I always remember how old Mr. Moore is. But I think it's exciting because so often kids are just really think about what they know. And, you know, what a lot of our kids just know is what their families do and what's around them. And so this will give them a chance to explore other options, other ideas, and I think give students an opportunity to think about things that they might have an interest in and be really good at that they hadn't thought about before. And I think anytime we can give students an options for college and career readiness, then that's a good and powerful thing. And if we can start at the middle school level and have them continually having those conversations and looking at their strengths and areas of interest all the way through, then they'll just be all the more prepared when they get out of high school, which is what we want.
Yeah, it's a good addition. It's going to be exciting.
I'm excited about
to watch
it, for sure.
How that evolves, for sure. You guys had your first dance last week?
Friday night.
We sure
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
Was it Harvest Moon, did I see?
That's
something like that?
The Harvest
cute.
Moon.
Our
Very
student
cute.
Council
that
put that
idea?
On. No, that was Mrs. Ammon's idea. She's right. leading up our student council and is rocking it, so she's having all sorts of good ideas.
They did a great
Ms.
job.
Ammon's, the Teacher of the
of
year,
the year.
Last year.
Yes, the very same Miss Ammon's.
That one.
That's the one.
Yes, for sure.
Yep. And it was a fun dance. Everybody behaved, I'm sure.
Absolutely. We had quite a few kids. It was the first dance, and so they were all really excited to come check it all out and get their pictures taken. And didn't have as many tears as normal, so that's good. Kids weren't running around.
That leadership class is kicking in.
Yeah, they're helping each other. And
that emotional awareness.
Emotional up and down.
Yes,
yeah.
You're doing a good job.
Yeah, very good. Very good. As we wrap up, Amy, would you run us through your electives? What other classes can kids take at?
Oh, help me if I forget anything.
Because you have a lot.
Yeah, we do. Let's start with the traditional standbys. We've got boys and girls PE that we've got. We've got what's called a personalized learning platform class for students. That's online individualized learning.
Yep.
That's great. We have a life skills class that teaches a lot of just basic things you need to be able to survive in this crazy world.
Yes.
In addition to the leadership class, the technology class, Mr. Pemberton's class that you heard about. What am I missing, Mr. Binder?
Art class, kind of
art, of course.
Yep.
Can't forget art.
Coding. Coding is a class we started
this year.
And then we've
got band.
That's a cool class.
And orchestra, jazz band.
Choir.
Yeah.
We have some strong music programs.
I was just going
to
say, and that's not even the extracurricular opportunities. That's during the school
that's
day.
Not even the sports. That's not even the clubs.
Right.
Well,
that's
I think
right.
it's a good note to wrap up on. We do not have enough time to tell you all of the amazing things going on at Mile High, but we want to tell our listeners on today's Soup Scoop, we've had a wonderful opportunity to talk with our Mile High leaders. Amy Bittner and Andy Binder. I just realized both of your initials start with AB. Did everyone realize
it does,
that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We also problems every once in
I'm
a while.
Sure. We also had teachers Molly Luttrell and Terry Pemberton, who brought some amazing students, Jolie Hunt, Allison Bergamini, Allie Nelson, and Micah Bittner. These are just some examples of the classes that are offered at Mile High, as we just spoke about. And they teach lifelong skills and prepare them for possible career opportunities in the future. And we're rolling this Naviance program, sponsored by our PUSD Education Foundation. Amazing things happen at Mile High Middle School. We're incredibly proud of our staff, if you couldn't tell, and our students. And we look forward to continuing to offer Prescott students world-class educational opportunities through programs and classes like the ones we've shared today.
There is always a place for you, our listeners, at PUSD to support our students and programs. We urge you to please stop by and tour any of our schools. Get involved as a volunteer in the classroom and share the joy of helping every child every day succeed. Visit us anytime at our district office at 300 West Gurley Street. And join us again on Soup Scoop next month on November 5th, 2018 at 4 p.m. You have been listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM,
streaming worldwide on KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.